Mesechta Saita, Daf Tes Zayin, 8 lines in the bottom of Daf Tes Vavim Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, Mokum Hoyasham Amal Amo, in the Beis Migdash, there was a tile, there was an Amo by an Amo, the Tavla Shel Shayish, the Tabas Isakavurba, and there was a tile of marble, and there was a ring that was attached to the tile in order to be able to pick up that tile, and Shumag Bia, the Neutel of Metata, and the Kohen would pick up that tile and would take dirt from underneath the tile in order to in it into the cup of water of the Mayamarim. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that the way that we know you have to put dirt into the cup of water is based on the pasuk in Pashas Nasai that discusses the din of Saita that states v'lokach ha'koyin mayim kedoshim b'chlicheres, that you have to take water in the klicheres u'min ha'ofa she'yir b'kaka mishkan yikach ha'koyin v'nosan ha'amayim. In our Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa u'min ha'ofa she'yir, and based on the Bach Rashi explains that since the pasuk could have stated u'min ha'ofa she'yir b'mishkan, and then we would have understood yochel yisakim b'chutz v'yachdes, that maybe you could take offer from outside of the Mishkan and you could bring it into the airspace of the Mishkan and that would be enough. Tamar Loimer, therefore the Pasuk actually states Bekaka Mishkan, the offer has to come from the actual Kaka of the Mishkan. And the Gemara continues, I Bekaka Mishkan, since the Pasuk states it has to come from the actual Kaka of the Mishkan, Yochel, you may think that let's say you don't have soft ground that's underneath that tile, and the only way that you'll be able to get dirt from underneath that tile is by digging with a shovel or with a spade, that maybe Yachber Bekadumis, there would be a chiyuv for you to actually dig in the Kaka Mishkan in order to get dirt in order to place into the water of the Mayim Amarim. Tamar Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says Ashiyah, that'll be, and it's mashma that this dirt was not dug out but it's already there, and therefore HaKetzad, how do we reconcile both of these terms? The Braisa teaches us Yesham, if there's actually soft ground underneath the tile, then certainly you take that soft ground and you put it into the cup of water and you create the Mayim Amarim. However, Einsham, if there was no soft ground underneath the tile, Tensham, then there is no Chiyah for you to take a spade or a shovel and dig up ground in the Kaka Mishkan. Even if you just brought dirt from outside of the Mishkan and you brought it into the Mishkan and you placed it onto the Kaka Mishkan, that would suffice and it would be considered valid offer, and you could take that offer and put it into the Mayim HaMarim. And as Rashi says, Shema Mino Lo Hikbud El Shei Munach B'Kakreis HaMishkan Sho'achas, that the only Akbar of the Torah is that this dirt should be on the Kaka Mishkan at least for a moment. And although from Rashi it's Mashma that you don't have to use a spade, but if a person wants to dig into the Kaka Mishkan, he could do so as well. Avad Meiri states that not only do you not have to go and dig in the Mishkan, but it's better not to do so, and it's Einu Mishar L'chatchila, Shenem Ashiyah B'Kaka Mishkan, Ulam B'Dievadim Chafa Kosher. However, if he goes and he digs in the Kaka Mishkan, that would be kosher. And the Gemara continues and brings a Braisa, and we'll see two Shitas, Isi Ben Yehuda, and then we'll see the Shita of Isi Ben Menachem, and as we'll see, the Shita of Isi Ben Menachem is actually like the first Braisa that we just spoke about, and the Braisa starts, Tanya Idach, we learned another Braisa, U'minofa Ashiyah, Milamit Shehoi Misakim Umachlis, that although certainly it's better to take the offer to Chuach in the soft ground that's found underneath the tile of the Mishkan, however, if you do not find soft dirt, then you could take dirt from outside of the Mishkan, you could bring it into the Mishkan, and as long as it will enter the airspace of the Mishkan, you could use that for the Mayim HaMarim, and you don't have to actually put it on the ground of the Mishkan. Gemara is bothered that if you never have to put it onto the ground of the Mishkan, so B'Kaka Mishkan, why does the Pasuk say that it has to be on Kaka Mishkan? And the Gemara explains, Isi Ben Yehuda, Isi Ben Yehuda explains, Lahavi Kaka Shiloh v'noy v'givayin u'beis elamim. Isa ben Yehuda explains, if the Torah would have said u'min ofa ashiyah b'mishkan, so we would have thought that the whole pash of Saita is only relevant to the Mishkan itself, and the entire din of Ashkar Saita is not applicable to a time frame when the Klai Yisrael was not by the Mishkan, and it was either by Shiloh, by noy v'givayin, or by the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Torah is marbar by saying b'kaka Mishkan, that it's not only applicable dafka by the Mishkan, but even by any kaka that has kedusha like the Mishkan, and therefore the Pasha of Saita is relevant not only to the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, but even to Shiloh, to Noiv and Givayin, and to the Beis HaMikdash. And we just explained our Gemara like the gears that we have in our Gemara. However, Rashi says, Isa ben Yehuda imel lahavi kaka beis elamim, and he's not gairis Shiloh v'noiv and Givayin. And Rashi explains the reason why he's not gairis Shiloh is because although Shiloh was more of a permanent structure, and it lasted for over 300 years until the Plishtim destroyed it, however, Lemaisa, it still had the Shem of a Mishkan, and therefore there should be no Havmina that the Pasha of Saita would not apply to Shiloh, and Rashi is also not Gerus Neuven Givayin, because Rashi says that they actually would not give a Saita to drink in Neuven Givayin, because it was impossible for the Saita to bring the Michas Kenais, as in Mishkan Neuven Givayin, it was considered like a Bama, Velechayisham Oren, and there was no Oren over there, El Mizbech and the Chayshas of Adai, as the Oren was captured by the Plishtim, Velechar Ben Michas Saita, and you couldn't bring a Michas Saita, Velechim Chayvis Yachid, and you couldn't bring any Chayvis Yachid, She'en Lo Zman Kavua, which didn't have a Zman Kavua. Therefore, Rashi's Gerus only the term of Beis Elamim, and it was only a Havmin of the gate of Beis Hamikdash, that since it's called Mikdash and not Mishkan, so maybe we would think that the Din of Saita would not apply to the Beis Hamikdash. And the bottom line of Rashi on Daf Tesvav and Beis, Rashi explains Beis Hamikdash should be Shlaim Karle Beis Elamim, that was called the Beis Elamim, Lefish Inachat Hushasa Hetu B'Makam Acha, Vishuv Lashasa Shkin B'Makam Acha, as this is the house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forever, and there was no other place where could come Kedusha, and you couldn't create any other Beis Hamikdash at any other point in history in any other location aside from Yerushalayim, and that's why we refer to the Beis Hamikdash as Beis Elamim. And I am top thesis on that Tesayim and Aleph, where Tesis argues in Rashi, and he says it's possibly Begiris, Noi Begivarin, Ayin Shem. And then in Tesis Diba Maschel Beis Elamim, he asked the Lachera, what would be the Havminah that the Mikdash would not be included in Mishkan if we have a Gemara Mesech Shavuos in the second parak on that Tesayim and Beis that says Mishkan Ikri Mikdash or Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, and the term Mishkan and Mikdash are always interchangeable, Ayin and Tesis. The Gemara continues on that Tesayim and Aleph, Isi Ben Menachem Ima, Isi Ben Menachem states, in its Tzarech, that we don't have to have the Pasuk or Kaka Mishkan to teach us the din of Shiloh Neiv and Givin and Beis Elamim, as we would notice based on the Svara, Uma B'Tumakala L'Cholak HaKosev B'Tumais, just like we find with the Gea Tumakala, which Rashi says is talking about a person that goes into the Beis Hamikdash while he's Tamei, where we know you're not Chayiv Mises Bezdin, you're only Chayiv Karis, and we know that the Torah states Kias Mikdash Hashem Timei, and the Torah also states as Mishkan Hashem Timei, and therefore we see that both Mishkan and the Mikdash are included in the Sisa, and therefore Eishes Ish Chamura like Kolshkein, certainly by Eishes Ish, if she's Mizana B'Mezid, where she would be Chayiv Mises Bezin, and therefore her Tumah is much stronger, then certainly we would say that it applies both to the Mishkan and to the Beis HaMikdash. And L'Chaya, why would we think not like that? And Kei Matah Malema B'Kaka Mishkan, and therefore Isa Ben Menachem asks, why did the Torah say the word B'Kaka Mishkan? And Isa Ben Yehuda explains, Shilayavi Mitech Kupasai, that the Torah is teaching you that even though we allow you to bring offer from outside the Beis HaMikdash, inside of the Beis HaMikdash, however, by just bringing it into the airspace of the Mikdash, that would not be enough in order to be considered offer that would be right to put into Mayim Merim, and in order to be considered right to be put into the Mayim Merim, you have to take that dirt that was coming from the outside of the Beis HaMikdash and at least place it on the ground of the Mishkan for at least a moment, and at that point you'll be able to take the offer from the ground and then put it into the Mayim Merim, and that would be valid. And it comes out, as we mentioned before, that the way that Isim and Menachem is learning is exactly like the first Brisa that we learned on Tezvav and Beis. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel benegeya the din of Kisei Adam, and Beis Hillel hold that even though the Torah says they have to use offer in order to do Kisei Adam, however, since the Torah benegeya of Paraduma states v'lokul atame me'afas sreifas achatos, and since the word afas sreifas achatos is written with an ayin instead of an alf, therefore Beis Hillel says that we see that the word offer and efer are interchangeable, and although the Torah states benegeya Kisei Adam they have to use offer, however, we could say that that offer refers to efer as well, and therefore you're allowed to use ashes for Kisei Adam. However, Beis Shammai says that the only time we see the word offer used b'negeya ashes is only when it comes together with the word tzreifa sachatos, and therefore in chenamim b'negeya paraduma, the word offer with an ayin was referring to ashes. However, that's because it says efa tzreifa sachatos. However, if the Torah only says the word offer as it does by Kisei Adam, then all you can use is actual dirt, and you cannot use ashes, and the word offer and efa are not interchangeable. Al Gemara now continues and asks the following shailo, ibaylu ein sham offer ma'o shi'itin efa. If there is no dirt in order to put into the Mayim Merim, can you take ashes and put that into the Mayim Merim? So the Gemara explains, according to Beis Shammai, we don't have a Shaiva, since he says that we never find that the word Efer could be interchanged for Offer, and the word Offer cannot be interchanged for Efer, therefore as well, when the Torah states you have to put Offer into the water, it has to be Dafka dirt, and it can't be ashes. Our Shaila is according to Beis Hillel, the Amri is that since Beis Hillel holds Metzina Efer Shekari Offer, that we find that the word offer is used to describe ashes. So, my, what would be the din b'negeya saita? Do we say afagav the ikri offer? Even though it's true that ashes is also called offer, and b'negeya kisei dam b'sil says that would work. But hacha b'kaka mishkan ksiv, over here the Torah states specifically they have to take an offer that came from the kaka mishkan, and therefore it must be dafka that it actually is dirt and it can't be ashes, as the Torah specified umin offer ashiyir b'kaka mishkan. Or do we say that even though it says that it was b'kaka mishkan, however, those terms are not coming to tell you there has to be dirt, as really ashes could work also for the Mayim Merim, and the reason why the Torah said the word Kaka Mishkan is the Isa Ben Yehuda. It's coming to teach us the din of Isa Ben Yehuda, that even in Shiloh Noiv given a Beis Elamim, the din and the Pash of Saita applies. The term Kaka Mishkan is coming to tell you that even if you take dirt from outside of the Mishkan or outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you have to make sure that that dirt goes onto the ground in the Mishkan before being able to use it for the Mayim Amarim. But the word Kaka Mishkan is not coming to tell you that this dirt has to be actual dirt and potentially could still be ashes. And the Gemara now says, according to Basil, what is the din? Tashma, let us bring a raya. The Amar Beichon and Mishum Rabishbal, because Rabbeichon says over the name of Rabishbal, Bishleish Shemakim is Halacha Ikavis Mikra. We find it three different places in the Torah, even though it is a Mufurja Pasuk that tells us one din. However, the Halacha Mashimisina comes and uproots that din of the Torah and uproots that Mufurja Pasuk. And Rashi explains the word Ikavis is Mikapechas Asakavi Ma'amadai Vaikaris. That's as if someone knocks the feet out of someone and totally uproots the person. And in this case, the Halacha Mashimisina will uproot this Pasuk completely. And the Gemara goes through these three places. Hatayr Amr, the Torah states, but the gate of Kisei Adam, but Afa, they have to use Afa. But Halacha, and Halacha is, B'chol Dava, they can use anything. And of course, it doesn't mean that you can use anything you want for Kisei Adam. But as Rashi says, Hamagadal Tzmachim, for Kisei Adam, you're allowed to use anything that you could actually use in order to grow something from that item. So for example, Afa, of course, you could grow plants from. And Rashi brings other examples where you could grow something from that item, and therefore you could do Kisei Adam with that item. And the second example is Hatayr Amr Batar. The Torah tells us that Nozer is not allowed to shave his head with the razor. V'halacha b'chol dava, and the halacha b'shem sinai comes and tells us that it's not only that there's an iso to use a razor, but even if you'd want to use a scissor or you want to use a tweezer to pluck out his hair, that would also be also for Nozer to do. And finally, the third example, Hatayr Amr Seifa, the Torah states b'negei a get v'chosav la seifa krisis, and therefore it seems that in order to write a get, you have to write it on a piece of parchment. V'halacha b'chol dava, and the halacha b'shem sinai says that as long as there's some sort of a material where you can write on and it's not attached to the ground, that would be acceptable to write a get on. And as Rashi says, V'alocha b'chol dava shekasvu lav al ali shozayis al niyah v'al luach, and the get would be fine. The only time that a get would not be valid is if you actually write it on a leaf that's attached to the ground. And as the Gemara Masechta Gittin explains, as in that case, there's a chesaron of a chesav law bin nasan law, and the only time that the get is valid is only if right after you write it, you could immediately give it to your wife, and there's no chesaron that you have to first cut it off the ground in order to then give it to your wife. Gemara continues with its raya, v'im isa lech shev nami hai, the lechoy, if you're correct, that a soiter can even use efer, then why does Rabbi Shmuel say that there are only three places in the Torah where halach is a keves mikra, if in this case also the Torah stated that you have to use efer, and the halach of Mishmin Sinai will now come and tell us that you can use efer. Therefore, it seems clear from the words of Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that you will not be able to use efer to place in the Mayim Amarim b'negei din of a soiter. And the Gemara responds, it's not a raya from the words of Rabbi Shmuel, as really Rabbi Shmuel would have said it, but Tana v'shaya, he gave us three examples, but Eina Chanami is another example, as Eina Chanami, even though by the Seita the Torah says the word offer, but you could use Efer based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and that would be another case where the Halacha is a Keves Mikra, and the Gemara says, my Shaya, the High Shaya, we have a cloud that if a Tana wanted to leave out only one thing, he would definitely not do so, and he would take the time to write that one other thing, and the only time that he would leave out one thing is only if he has a second thing to leave over, and Lecher, if he left over the Din of Seita, so what is the second thing that he left over? And the Gemara answers, Shaya Mitzrayah, in a Chinami, he left out the din of Mitzrayah. We over there also will see that the Lach will be a Keves Mikra, and the Gemara in a moment will bring a Braisa. And just to remember that when a Mitzrayah becomes Tummy, during his entire process, he has to shave his entire body at the beginning of the entire process, and then 7 days later, prior to bringing his Kabbanis, he will once again shave his entire body. And the first Taglachas is called Taglachas Rishayna, and the second one is called Taglachas Shnia. Even though by the Gea Taglachas Rishayna, it says that he has to shave as Kol Sairai, therefore it's clear that he has to shave his entire body. However, in the Gea Taglachas Shnia, it's not as clear as the Braisa will explain. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk by the Gea Taglachas Shnia states, it'll be on the seventh day, and he'll have to shave off all of his hair. Klal, that's a general rule, and it seems he has to shave off all of his bodily hair. But then the Pasuk states, as Roshay Vesakonev, Eskabesinov, and these are all a prat, and it's mashma that all he has to shave is the hair of his head, his beard, as well as his eyebrows, Veskol Sari Galech, and then the Torah states that he has to shave off all of his hair, cause of a call, once again, we put it back into a klal, and we have a general rule, klal, a prat, a klal, yet to done, elekeina prat, then we have a klal, then a prat, and then a klal. The Torah is teaching you that you should learn that anything that's similar to the prat will be included, and therefore we learn out, ma prat mefurish, makum kina sabinira, just like Benegea, the dealing about the prat, which is roisha, zikonev, zgabisainov, they're all examples where there's a bunch of hair that's together, and they're also revealed, and it's very easy to see the hair of a person's head, the hairs of his beard, and the hair of his eyebrows. Therefore, we learn afkal makom kinas sarvenura that the din of taglachas applies to anywhere where there's a gathering of hair, as well as where the hair is visible. And my Rabbi, what is the ribui that we're learning out from this cloud prat klal? Rabbi Seir Ugaim, it's coming to include the hair of oisim Mokim, that over there there's a kinus of sar, there's a gathering of hair, and it's also visible when a person's not wearing any clothing. And my miyat to base a shechir to kulagufay, but the lemais that's coming to the miyat and the mitzvah during teklach hashniya does not have to shave off the hair that's under his arms, and he does not have to shave the hair of the rest of his body. And the reason is because base a shechir, even though that's a mokim kinus, but it's not something which is very noticeable, because even a person's not wearing clothes, you can't necessarily see the hair under his arms. And during teklach hashniya, the mitzvah would also not have to cut off and would not have to shave the hair of his rest of his body, for example, the hair of his legs or the hair of his arms, because even though the hair is noticeable and it's visible, however, it's not a makom kinus hair. There's not a lot of hair in one spot, and therefore, since there's only sparse hair over there, the Torah was not mechayiv you to shave that hair. And the Maaseh, even though we have this klal prada klal, the hilchasa, but the Halacha l'mishmisinais tells us megaleh kidlas that even by teklach hashniya, the Torah has to shave his entire body like a pumpkin. The tznan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Zgayim, b'lo l'hakif se mitzvah, when you come to shave off all the hair of mitzvah, mavetal kol basari, then by teklach hashishayna, you have to shave off all of his bodily hair with a razor. The Tani Sefer at the end of that Mishnah says, ubiyom hashvim begalchoy, and on the seventh day, you will also shave his hair, teklach hashniya k'teklach hashishayna, and there's no dafkamina between the second shaving and the first shaving. And just like by the first shaving, you shave off all of his bodily hair, by the second shaving, you do so as well. Therefore, even though Rabbi Shmuel said that there are three places where the halacha is a keves mikra, and he only mentioned the case of kisei adam, the case of a nazir, and the case of a get, however, Rabbi Shmuel did not mention two other places where the halacha would be a keves mikra. One is b'negei the saita, that even though the Torah says afar, but really could use ish as well. And the second is b'negei mitzera, that even though we have a cloud of prada cloud, the halacha mishim sinai still tells us that by teklach hashniya, you have to shave off all the bodily hair of this mitzera. And therefore, there's no question of ton of a shaya, and therefore, l'chari, you can't bring your raya to any side of the shayla if a saita can use efer or he dafka has to use afar. And the Gemara continues and will bring three reasons why we can't say that the case of mitzera is a din of ton of a shaya. And the first reason is Amar Nachman Yitzhak, kicha chashiv halacha keves mikra, when Rabbi Shmuel brought three different dinim, those were cases where the halacha mishmi sinai came and went against some afurish pasuk. For example, the Torah says by kisei adam afar, and the halacha mishmi sinai says b'chol davar. The Torah says b'negei nazir, specifically tar, and the halacha mishmi sinai says you can use anything. The Torah says specifically safer by get, but we say that you can use anything. However, ha keves min rabbani b'negei the dinim mitzera, halacha mishmi sinai is not coming and going against a afurish pasuk. It's going against a limud that we have from a klal prada klal, which is only the yigum obidais. Rabbi Shmuel was only discussing those halachah mishmi sinais that are keves mikra, and not discussing anything with halachah mishmi sinai was only oika a klal prada klal, which is something that's learned by the rabbanon from one of the yigum obidais shatar in the jeshben. And some achrenim want to bring a raya from this gemara to shita surambam that anything that's learned from yigum obidais shatar in the jeshben is not considered on the same level of a standard deraisa and has some dinim that's a little more kal and it's like a rabbanon, as our gemara said, and we are referring to something that was learned out of Yigum Mid Shatar in the Jeshben. However, others have a gears over here, not that Ha Oikavis Mid Rabbani, but Ha Oikavis Medrashi, that this is Oikav Medrash, which is a drush that came from Yigum Mid Shatar in the Jeshben. Therefore, certainly this would not be a raya to the Rambam. And when we learned the Gemara, we actually tried to bavarn this, and the way we learned the Gemara also would work out, even according to Ramban Shita, that it is considered the Raisa de Kadin. And even so, when the Gemara states Ha Oikavis Mid Rabbani, not a raya to the Shita Sarambam. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives another reason why Mitzurah is not a ton of a Shaya, and the Halacha Meshmi Sinai that we find but the game Mitzurah would not be included in Rabbi Shmuel's din of the Shloisha Dvarim, where there's a Halacha that's a Keves HaMikra. And Rav Papa explains, similar to what Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, but he says, Ki Chachashim Halacha Keves Vayikaris, that the only thing that Rabbi Shmuel was counting are only times when Halacha Meshmi Sinai comes actually minimize what the Torah tells us, and we'll get back to what this means in a moment. However, the gate of dinah mitzvah, based on the klal prada klal, we said that this mitzvah during teklach hashniya would not have to shave his entire body, but based on halacha mishmi sinai, he has to now shave his entire body. And therefore, our papa states that since this halacha mishmi sinai is not removing something from the Torah, but it's actually adding on new chiyuvim to what the Torah taught us, that's not included in this din of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has only counted those halacha mishmi sinai when not only uproots a pasuk, but it's also eikar something from the Torah. And let's go back now to explain why in the three cases of Rabbi Shmuel, halacha mishmi sinai is a keves vayikaris. So in the case of kisei adam, although the Torah states that the only way that you go be yotze the mitzvah of kisei adam is only by going and finding afar, the halacha says you don't have to worry about finding afar, and you can go and find anything that would grow anything from it, and that would be kosher kisei adam, and therefore making it easier on the person to do kisei adam. The same is true b'negei to get, that although from the pasuk of the pasuk it seems that the only way to be megarish his wife is only if you go and write it on a cloth, the Torah says you don't have to worry about writing it on a cloth, but even if you write it on anything that's detached from the ground, that would also be fine and it would be a valid get. And Rashi points out that even though b'negei and nazir, where the Torah says that there's issud for nazir cutters here with the razor, it seems over there that we're actually adding on to the issa and we're making it more difficult for the person, as although the Torah states that the only way that you be chai malchus is if you shave your head with the tar, with the razor, and it seems that the lochel mishum sinai is coming and adding on to the issa and saying not only will be over in that case, but even if you cut your hair with a scissor or you pull out hairs with a tweezer, the nazir will still be chai malchus for going and removing some of his hair. So l'chair it seems that that is not a keves and a keres, but it's actually being mesefes. And as Rashi is, vim taima in zu akira el taisvis, zok Rashi ibra akiri, this is also considered akira, shemalkan isel akach, because you will be over the issa, therefore the Torah says that Bezdin could go and give this person malchus, for asal hakas is so b'chinam, and as we know, it's also for Bezdin and a shliach Bezdin to hit anyone in Klai Yisrael for nothing, shrei emr Torah lo yosef pen yosef. Therefore, this halacha mishmi Sinai, although it's actually a chumra b'negei nazir, and he can't cut his hair, even with a scissor and even with a tweezer, however, l'maisa, there is a kula over here that Bezdin will now be able to give him malchus, ayin and Rashi. Ayin at the end of the long Rashi, v'halacha b'chol dova, Rashi brings down a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Kedushin that states that instead of the three things being the case of Kisei Adam, Nazir, and Get, he actually takes out the case of Nazir, because as Rashi said, that would be a case of Taisus and not a case of Akira. And in place of the third case being the case of the Nazir and the case of Tar, Yerushalmi adds in the Din HaMatzeah by an Eved, Ayin and Rashi. And Rashi's Lashon at the end of Rashi is V'hu Nira Be'ina Ma'oid. This idea of the Yerushalmi is much better for Rashi, the Hakla Tar Mesefesu, as Rashi explains that even though I give a teretz for Tar in order to explain our Gemara, but the Maisa Tar definitely seems to be a case where the Halacha Mishmi Sinai is adding on to the Pasuk, and it's not a case where the Halacha Mishmi Sinai is being Megareya and being a Keres from the Pasuk. Before we continue, let's just point out that Rashi also explains that although in the Gemara in Masechtas Kulin, as well as in Masechtas Gittin and in Nazir, the Gemara brings Limudim to learn out all these Dinim, and doesn't seem to be that are based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and Rashi first explains that Rabbi Shmuel argues on those Gemaras, and he holds that it actually comes only from Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and those Psukim cannot be Limudim. And then Rashi says that even if Rabbi Shmuel could learn like those Gemaras, and it's possible that the Psukim that the Gemaras over there brought are only a Smachtas Ba'alma, but the actual Limud was from Halacha Mishmi Sinai, Ayin Shom. And finally, the Gemara continues with the third reason why we can't say that the case of Mitzrayah is one of the cases Rabbi Shmuel should have said. As Rabbi Ashi Amar, Rabbi Ashi says, Hamasisa Mani, Rabbi Shmuel, the Brice that states that we have a Klal, a Prat, a Klal, is actually going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, Darshi Klali Prati, and we know that every time that we have a Klal, a Prat, a Klal, there's a question as to how to learn that. Do you learn it as a Klal, a Prat, a Klal, or do you learn it based on a Riboy, Miyat Riboy, where it is an Afkamina, Laloch, and how you learn it, as we will explain in a moment. But Lamesa, we know that Rabbi Shmuel is the Mandama who learns Klal, a Prat, a Klal, as we say every single day, Rabbi Shmuel, Oymeh, Bishleshes, Yumidus, Satan, and Dreshben, and part of the Shleshes, Yumidus is Klal, a Prat, and Klal, a Prat, a Klal. Therefore, Inachanami, Lefi, Rabbi Shmuel, by Taglacha Shnia, in Mitzrayah would not have a requirement to shave all of his bodily hair, and would only have to shave Rosh Ziknoi and Gabbos Enov, as well as the hair by Oysen Mokim, because all those places are similar, as they are Mokim, Kinesar, Venera, and Inachanami, Rabbi Shmuel actually holds that this Klal, Prat, a Klal, actually stands, and there is no halacha Mishmi Sinai that tells us to be oikur this din, and that a Mitzrayah by Taglacha Shnia would have to shave all of the bodily hair, as that's not the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. And even though we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Degayim that seems to say that Boila Lakavis Mitzrayah Mavital Kobasari, and this applies to Taglacha Shushaina and to Taglacha Shnia, that Mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Kiva, as the Gemara continues at that Tazayin and Abayz, that could the last money, the Mishnah Masechtas Tarius that says that a Mitzrayah by Taglacha Shnia has to shave his body the same way he shaved it by Taglacha Shushaina, and has to be like a pumpkin, and he has to shave all of his bodily hair, Rabbi Kiva, that's going like Shitas Rabbi Kiva, and it's not based on Lach B'Shem Sinai, but he's Dorish Ribuy Yomite, and he learns it based on the Klal of Ribuy Yomiyot. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, V'hoya B'yam HaShviyah Yigalach Eskol Sa'aray, Ribuy, that's a Ribuy, and it seems by Taglach HaShnia, you have to shave off all of your bodily hair, as Rosh V'Sekonav Eskabas Ein of Miyot, that is a Miyot, and we know when you have Ribuy Yomiyot, and we already marba anything that's Ka'in the Miyot, and therefore we'll already be marba that a Mitzrayah by Taglach HaShnia has to shave off all of his bodily hair that has Kinesar Venera, and then when the Torah adds in another Riboy, and the Torah states V'Eskol Sa'aray Yigalech Chaz Riboy, now the Torah adds in another Riboy, so therefore you have Riboy Miyot Riboy, the din is Riboy Kol, you marba everything, my Riboy, Riboy the Kula Gufoy, so then when marba everything, that means that the Mitzrayah has to shave off all of his bali hair, umay miyot, but the fact that the Torah gave us a miyot and it said it's reish v'sekad v'sekad v'seinav, so it must be that there's something that the Torah is mamayit, and therefore miyot seya shabatech achaitim, we're mamayit the thing that's least likely to be compared to reish v'sekad v'sekad v'seinav, and that is the hair that's in a person's nose, because that's not hair that's on his body, and it's hair that's in his body. And in a chanami, lefi Rabbi Akiva, a mitzvah by taglach hashniyah has to shave off all of his bodily hair aside from his nose hair. At this point in the Gemara, let's just take a step back and review where we're up to. So the Gemara had a shayla: if someone doesn't have offer, can use ashes in order to place that into the water of the Mayim Marim Benegei Asaita? And the Gemara tried to bring a raya from Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel only listed three different places where Tzalecha covers Mikra. And if you could use Afer in place of offer, then Rabbi Shmuel should have also listed the case of a Saita and should have said that even though the Torah states that you have to use offer, however, the Lacha Mishnah Mishina tells us if you want, you could place ashes into the Mayim Marim as well. And by the fact that Rabbi Shmuel did not say this case, therefore it must be that you can't use Afer in place of offer. But the Gemara states that Tana V'Shaya, that really Rabbi Shmuel would have listed this, and therefore it's not a Raya. But the Gemara had to find another case where Rabbi Shmuel also didn't mention another scenario in order to be able to say that Rabbi Shmuel left something out of his Braisa. The Gemara tried to say that Mitzurya would be the other case Rabbi Shmuel left out, but the Gemara just gave us three reasons why Rabbi Shmuel could not list this case at all, as Mitzurya is not a case of Halacha Keves Mikra, either based on the Teretz of Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, or based on Rabbi Papa Svara, or based on what Rabbi Ashi taught us. Based on this Cheshbin, at this point, we should have a Raya that you cannot use ashes for the Din of Saita, because if so, Rabbi Shmuel should have listed it in his Braisa, and you can't say he just left it out, as it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Shmuel just would leave out one din, and therefore it should be muchach that the din is that you cannot use afer in place of offer. However, Agamar continues and asks, my havilah, what is the din? Benegei the shayla, can use afer when you don't have offer? Benegei the mayim amarim. And Taisa asks right away, our problem, that tema, my kaboy, why is Gemara asking the shayla, kibin the lav shiur hava, im king tifshayt, the lachar, since Rabbi Shmuel would have to leave out only one thing, and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say the case of a saita, that you can use afer b'makam afer, it must be Rabbi Shmuel hold that you can't use ashes in place of offer, b'negei the din of a saita. I entice is how he explains our Gemara. And our Gemara now continues, Tashma, I'll bring you raya, and this raya will not bring from a Mishnah or from a Brice or from a Tana, but from an Amayra, the Amrav Huna Ba'ashi Amrav, Ein Sham Offer. If when you're looking for offer, you cannot find offer in order to add in as an ingredient into Mayim Amarim, so maybe Rakvu Visyarak or Makadish, then you could bring rotten fruit that is in the middle of decomposing, and you could use that in place of the offer, and you could be Makadish it by placing those Urokais either in the airspace of the Beis Hamikdash, like Isi Ben Yehuda, or the few Isi Ben Menachem, you have to place them on the ground in the Beis Hamikdash, and once they're already placed on the ground in the Beis Hamikdash, you could use that for the offer that's placed in the Mayim Amarim. Even though the Gemara seems to be saying they have to use the vegetables that were rotten, however, the Mefarshim explained that this would be relevant even for fruits of a tree that fell off the tree and were rotten, but now the Maisa are decomposed, and therefore they're similar to offer. And Lefi the Gersa that we have in the Gemara's Raya is that L'chari we see from here, that just like you could use the Rakvu V'Syarek, therefore it must be that you could use ashes as well. And the Gemara answered, V'loi, it's not a Raya. Rakvu V'Syarek who'd have it offer? Although rotten fruits and vegetables are considered as dirt, Eifer lo have it offer, but Eifer is not considered offer. The Gemara means to say that although Rav says that you're allowed to use rotten fruits or vegetables in place of offer, that's because even though at this point it didn't completely decompose and it didn't completely become compost, but a Maisa is an item which eventually will become dirt, and therefore you could use it in place of offer. However, ashes is something which is a totally different element and has no shaykhis to offer at all, and something where you took an item and you burnt it and became ashes. And since ashes have no shaykhis to being offer, therefore you can't use it at all, and therefore we don't have a raya. And Ayin Rashi, that he doesn't have this as a raya, and then we say veloyi, but he actually is not clear as the words veloyi, and he actually brings this as the actual raya of the Gemara, that the only time that Rav said that you could use something which is not pure dirt is only something like rotten fruits and vegetables, which has a shaykhus to becoming dirt, as eventually it will be decomposed and eventually will be compost. However, b'negei eifa, he does not allow that, and therefore he was paishas shayla, even if a saita doesn't have any dirt to put into the Mayim Marim, you would not be able to use Afer. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, V'noisin Kadesh Yira L'mayim, that you place enough dirt into the cup of water, that you're able to see the dirt, and it doesn't get dissolved. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, U'mena'ofah Ashiyah B'kaka Mishkan, Yikach HaKoyim V'nosin El'mayim, and as Rashi says, that since the Pasuk doesn't say V'nosin B'mayim, and it says El'mayim, so it's Mashma that was never Nivla B'teichon, and it did not dissolve in the water. And the Gemara starts, Tanur Abadu, we learned in the Brisha, Shleisha Tzrichon Shiro, you have three elements that the Torah speaks about that has to be seen. Number one, offer saita, as we explained, when you place the offer into the water, but you have to make sure there's enough offer that it doesn't dissolve. The Eifa Parah and the ashes of the Parah, when you place it in the water, it also can't dissolve. And the Gemara will explain that this is learned out from Afa Seita, V'roik Yavama, and the same applies that when Yavama spits in front of Yavam, Sanhedrin has to see the spit, which we learn from the Pasuk that states, La'ini has a Kanim. And the Brisa continues, Meshum Rabishmal Amru, and from Rabishmal they taught us, Af Dam Tzipa, that the same did apply, but negate the blood of the Tzipa that's brought by the Metzariah. The Torah teaches us that we have to place the Dam of the Tzipa in the Mayim Chayim in order to do the Hazar that's done by a Metzariah. Rabishmal holds that that blood has to also be Nikar and has to be visible in the water. Before learning the next Gemara, let's just read the two psukim that are going to be relevant to the Gemara. The Torah states, B'negei Metzera, V'tziva Koyin V'shachlas Atziva Achas El Klicharis Al Mayim Chayim, and that's in Perek Yudal Pasuk Hei, and then Pasuk Vav continues, as Atziva Chaya Yikach Oysa V'as Eitza Erez V'shniya Teglas V'as Eizayv V'tova Oysam V'as Atziva Chaya V'dam Atziva Shchuta Al Mayim Chayim. And the Gemara continues, My time with Rabbi Shmuel, so what Pshan Rabbi Shmuel? The Siv, as the Pasuk says, V'tova Oysam V'dam Atziva, you should dip the Tziva Chaya, the Eitza Erez, and the Shniya Teglas, and the Eizayv into the Dam Atziva Shchuta, and then it says, Al Mayim Chayim. And B'tanya, we learned to the Braisa, B'dam, since it says you should dip them into the blood, Yochel B'dam V'loy B'mayim, you might think that you dip them into the blood and not into water. Tamaloy Medea, for the Pasuk says, Mayim, that you dip them into the water as well. And Imayim, if the Torah says you should dip them in water, Yochel B'mayim V'loy B'dam, you would think that you have to dip them in the water and not into dam. Tamaloy B'dam, so, but the Torah tells us you have to dip it in the dam. Hakeit said, so how can you be Mekayim both of these dinim? Maybe Mayim should dam Tzipa Nikaben, when you originally bring the cup of water that's of Mayim Chayim, you have to make sure that that water doesn't have too much water, as you have to make sure that the point when you shecht the tzipa and you shecht it over this cup of water, then when the blood falls into the water, the blood will not dissolve into the water and it will still be nikar. The Braisa continued, the kama, and how much water is that? Revius, share of water that you place in the cup is a revius, and then when the dam tzipa falls into it, you'll be able to still recognize that there's dam and the blood will not dissolve in that amount of water. And therefore Rabbi Shmuel learned that you have to have dam that is actually nikar, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says that aside from the three that we brought of Shlishis, Tzrichin, Shiro, which was Afa Seita, Eifa Parah, and Reik Yavama, Rabbi Shmuel adds in Dam Tzipa as well. And the Gemara says, Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Shmuel, they say, Ahula Gufei, this is just coming to tell you that you have to make sure that you dip these things into a mixture of Dam and Mayim. There is no din that you actually have to have that the Dam is Nikar in the water. Rabbanon explained, Hachikam Rachmana, this is what the Torah is telling you, Itbil B'dam V'Mayim, make sure that the Tzipa Chaya, as well as the Erez and Ezev and Shnitolas, are all dipped into a mixture of water and blood, but not necessarily that the blood has to be nikah. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, im kain, if that's what the Torah is telling us, licht rachmana v'tol bem, let the Torah just say that you should dip it into them, since the previous pasuk already told us, v'tziva akoyim v'shachat tzipa achas al klicharis al mayim chayim, so we know that dam went into that cup of water, and therefore we know that there's already a mixture of dam and water, and by the fact that pasuk vav had to state that they have to dip them into dam and water, it must be telling you that the dam has to be nikah. And as the Gemara says, v'dam v'mayim lomali, so why does the Torah tell us pasuk vav, b'dam v'mayim, it must be l'nikah to tell us the dam has to be nikah. Gemara continues that L'chayr Rabbi Shmuel has a good svara, and therefore Rabbanon, what do Rabbanon say? Ikas Rachmanu v'tavu b'hem, the Rabbanon state that if it would only say they should dip it into them, ha'avimina ha'iluchudei v'ha'iluchudei, that we would think that in Chanami there was a cup of water and there was a cup of dam, and you have to dip the tzipa chaya as well as the eitz eres and the shnita las and the ezav into the dam as well as into the water, but not that they're mixed together. Therefore, kas Rachmanu b'davu mayim l'arvon, that's why the Torah had to tell us that they had dam and mayim in order to say they have to actually mix them together and they have to be in one cup, but not necessarily does the dam have to be nikah. Markatins Rabbi Shmuel Avon Krach Rinuksiv Benegir, to mix them up, we know that they actually mixed in one cup, as we mentioned before, because in Pasuk Hei the Torah tells us V'tziva Koyin V'shachar V'tzipa Achas Al Klicheres Al Mayim Chayim, and therefore we see that the dam goes into a kli that already had water, and therefore there's already a mixture of dam and water, and by the fact that in Pasuk Vav it tells us you have to go and dip them in the dam and water, it must be the dam has to be nikah. The Gemara explains Rabbanon Ima Hu Havamina Al B'Samach Lishkli Samach L'Mana V'Nikantil L'Veridim V'Lekabli L'Dam B'Manachrina Kamash B'Lan, that if we would only see that pasuk, we wouldn't think that the Torah is requiring you to shech the tziba over the mayim and make sure the dam gets mixed up together with the water. We would just think the Torah is telling you to take the tziba and shech it next to the cup of water. But in Chanami, after you shech it, you'd hold on to the simanim of the bird to its trachea and to its food pipe, and you'd make sure that all of its blood goes into another cup. And therefore, Kamash B'Lan Pasuk Vav that tells us you need to dip the tzipa chaya, the eitz eres, the shni talas, and the ezav into the dam and the mayim. And the Torah is teaching you that the dam and the mayim have to be in one cup and they have to be mixed together, but not necessarily that the dam has to be nikar. And the Gemara continues that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we saw that the Braisa told us that the amount of water that you'll be able to put the dam and tzipa into and the dam will be nikkah is the amount of water of revius, and therefore Rabbi Yemi always asks questions about different shiurim. He asks the following from Rabbi Zera: Gedolu matchas ha-mayim. If you have a larger bird, and therefore it'll be so much blood that once the blood goes into revius ha-mayim, it'll actually turn the mayim into dam, and the mayim won't be nikkah anymore. Or k'tana v'nitchas mipnei ha-mayim mau. Or if there's actually a small bird, and therefore even though there's revius ha-mayim, but the blood will still dissolve into that water, and you won't be able to have blood that's nikkah. What would be the din? So Amalei, Rabbi Zera's response to Rabbi Yemi: that didn't I tell you that you shouldn't go and get involved with the dinim of the Rabbanon? And as Rashi says, that all dinim of the Chachamim with a kaveh, a certain shear, you shouldn't go and think after them and try to figure out that l'chayu that shear won't work. Reb Zeri explains, because the standard practice of the Chachamim b'negei shearim is that they give a shear that works for everything, and b'tzipa draw shear Rabbanon, and b'negei the din of dam that's going into the water, they actually were mishayer, and they actually estimated based on a bird called the tzipa drawer. Since in this species of bird, there's no larger bird that will push away the water and will be deicher the mayim, and you won't be able to see the water. And there's also not a small bird of this min that if you'll actually go and shech that bird, there'll be so little blood that'll actually dissolve in the water. Therefore, the shear of the chacham of revius will always work out. The Gemara continues to discuss the order of the mayim and offer by the gate of Saita. Now, the pasuk definitely says, that first the kohen takes water in the klicheres, and then the kohen will take the dirt of the mishkan and he'll place it into the water. And definitely seems you have to place the water into the kli, and only afterwards you place the offer on top of the water. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Hiktim Afla Mayim Pasal, Tanakama says, if you put the dirt into the kli before the water, it would actually passel it. And of course, this makes sense based on the pasuk that we just read, and even if you want to say that it's not makiv, but the pasuk says, and therefore it's buchach that this would be ma'akev. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Shimon Machsher, and Rabbi Shimon said, b'dievet this would be kosher. And the Gemara asks, based on the pasuk of the pasuk, l'chayi Rabbanan right? And therefore the Gemara asks, my time Rabbi Shimon, what's pshat Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara will now discuss a pasuk that's relevant to Paraduma, as the pasuk over there states, v'lokhu latame ma'afas reif zechatas, v'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli. So when the pasuk says, v'nasan alav mayim chayim, it's mashma, the if is in the kli, only after the ashes are in the kli, and then you place the water on top of the ashes. But the mice of the pasuk ends off mayim chayim el keli, and it's mashma that the spring water goes into the kli and nothing else was in the kli. And therefore our Gemara says as follows, the siv, as the pasuk says, v'lokol atamen le'asfar sreif v'sachatas v'tani v'lintu b'raiso omer Rab Shimon states v'chi offer, who is it really offer? The Torah states me'asfar sreif v'sachatas, and it spells offer with an ayin lo'y efuhu, but the mice it's actually ashes. And therefore Rab Shimon explains, shina kasv mashmai, it must be the Torah says offer with an ayin by the efa paraduma, learning the men of Gzeir Shava, in order to teach us that we should learn Gzeir Shava from the din of Saita to the din of Paraduma, and from Paraduma to the din of Saita. Nema kan offer benegay the Paraduma, it says afas shreifis hapara, benema alon benegay the Saita, it also says offer, and we learn out, mal alon, just like benegay Saita, the mitzvah is that you have to place the offer al gabi mayim, as the pasuk says, when offer she'ir bekaka mishkan yikach hakayim v'nasan al mayim, afkan, also benegay the Paraduma, the lechatchilo, you have to make sure that the offer goes on top of the mayim. And we also learn after the Gzeir Shava, a din from Paraduma to the din of Saita, Umakan, just like B'negei, the din of Mepara, Hiktim Afla Mayim Kasha, the evidence, if you put the ashes into the kli before the water, it would be Kasha, Afla Lan, also B'negei Saita, Hiktim Afla Mayim Kasha, that even if you place the offer into the kli before the water, it would still be Kasha. And the Gemara asks, that's very nice that you're learning from the din of Paraduma, but Hasan Menalan, how do we know B'negei Paraduma, but the evidence, if you put the ashes into the kli prior to the water going to the kli, that would be Kasha, as Trey Craig CV, they're actually two psukim, as we explained. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'lokal atomic ma'afas reifis achatas, v'nasan alav mayim chayim. And certainly by the fact that Terry says, v'nasan alav mayim chayim, it's muchach that the water is going on top of the ashes, alma efa b'resha, therefore we see that the efa really should come first. The ksiv, and it also says, mayim chayim al keli, that the mayim chayim should go into the kli without anything else being in the kli, alma mayim b'resha, and therefore we see the mayim goes in first, and only afterwards does the ashes come on top of the mayim. Ha-ketzad, how could we reconcile these two dinim? And the Gemara explains, Ratz zenaisin. If a person wants to put the ashes into the kli first, that's fine. And if you want to put the mayim in first, that is also fine. And neither way is ma'akev. And therefore, b'negei seita, according to Rab Shimon, the same applies. Even though the mashmais of the pasuk is that you put the water in, and only afterwards you put the dirt on top of the water, if you go and put the dirt in first, that would not be ma'akev. The Gemara continues, Rabbanan, the Chacham argue on Rab Shimon, they hold that the water of the Saita has to be in the Kli before the Afar. Then L'chayor, how do they learn this Pasuk? They learn, even B'negei the Paraduma, the water has to be in the Kli first, and only afterwards can the ashes go on top of the water, as El Kali Dafka, when the Torah states that the water has to go into the Kli, that is Dafka, and therefore the water has to be first, even though the Torah also says, V'nasa love Mayim Chayim, as mashma, the water went on top of the ashes. However, that word love is actually coming to teach us, L'arvan, that after you place the ashes on top of the water, then you mix it up and you make sure the water goes on top of the ashes as well, and therefore you mekayim both dinim. The Gemara asked on the Rabbanan, maybe we say exactly the opposite, the Imar love dafka, maybe you have to place the ashes in first and make sure the water goes on top of the ashes, and the Al-Kali shtei chiyusim mekli, and when it says that the mayim chayim has to be into the kli, it doesn't mean it has to be in the kli first, but it just means that it has to come into the kli directly from the spring, and it can't be poured from another kli. And the Gemara answers, ma mitzinu b'chol makom, mach shel ma'lo, afkan mach shel ma'lo, that the Rabbanan hold that just like we find b'negei the soita, that the dirt has to go onto the water, once the offer is in the water, that's machshe the water for Ashkaz Saita, and b'negei the material, the dam goes onto the water, and that's machshe the water in order to be used for Azar of the material. And the same holds true b'negei the paraduma, that even though you have regular water, you take Afer and you put it into the water, and that's machshe this water to become the mechatas and be able to do the Azar on a tamei meis, and we will stop over here.